Hello, the Secretary of Ghanaian Culture dictating an arrest report on Clyde Evans, date of birth 7/26/1965, date of procedure February 29, 2024. Physician is Director of Ghanaian Culture. Do you refer prisoner to Dr. Delgado Crisanto? Procedure performed in esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, palatectomy, and cold biopsies, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare, palatectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, comma, change in bowel habits, constipation, comma, left upper quadrant abdominal pain, comma, vomiting. And description procedure. Home consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as moving to well extended patient was brought to the MSV suite. Placed in lethal position. Sedated is by anesthesia services and monitoring. Anesthesia care period. Will loop limbus video gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum. Both second portion of the duodenum. Stomach G junction. Esophagus period. Rush effect. Due to change the cardioperitoneal resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. As digital rectal exam is run, period, or will duplicate a limbus video. Colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advance the direct vision to the cecum, which is then fed by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, like the cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. The terminal limb was also intubated in a valve. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sacral colon, the rectum. Period. Direct sex is obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a... great as a good prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable proximal mid-esophagus. Next time, the ceiling was irregular at 41 centimeters from the bite block with 15-centimeter tongue of salmon colored mucosa. This was biopsied according to the Seattle protocol for evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Comma C0 M1.5. Next line. There was evidence of a diminutive gastric body polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of diffuse gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. There was a diminutive duodenal bulb polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum was unremarkable, comma, last 5 centimeters. Next line, the left colon was significantly spastic. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter sessile hepatic flexure polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 7 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was left-sided diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were not bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line. Plan. Followed by biopsy pathology. Next line, due to the spasticity. Would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, pending bath. Next line, would recommend Metamucil daily with addition of Miralax as needed for constipation. Next line, given longstanding diabetes, and left upper quadrant of abdominal pain as well as vomiting, would recommend gastric emptying study for further evaluation to rule out gastroparesis. Next line. Follow up in office's previously scheduled. Please go back to findings at upper endoscopy. Also note that upon entry into the stomach, there was evidence of a significant amount of bilious fluid that was lavaged and suctioned aggressively in order to reveal the underlying mucosa. Please go back to the plan and note follow-up biopsy pathology. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.